Emmanuel, now that you've been here, this is your second year. You've stepped up from the second you got here, being one of the last guys off the field. What about vocally in the locker room excites you about being here a second year and being a leader on this team?
I think that I'm just excited. Obviously, get back to – well, it's a blessing within itself to be able to make it to my sixth year in the National Football League. But, you know, I'm still going to be the same guy. I'm trying to stay after, continuously getting better. I think from a vocal standpoint, I got guys in the locker room like Cody Latimer, Isaiah Burson, guys like that, who I can encourage and just try to wheel those guys alongside me. And, you know, hopefully they'll learn from me and I can teach them everything that I've learned over the past 6 years. So, you know, it's one of those situations when Demaryius wasn't here. I had an opportunity to be a leader in the room. Wes isn't here anymore. And, I learned a lot from just OTAs. So I'm going to continuously try to do that.
That being said, what was your reaction to when Demaryius signed his deal and was going to be back for the next 4 years?
I mean, I Instagrammed a video. it was pretty – I was excited just to have him back. I know it was a lot of questions up in the air of him, you know, possibly not coming back. And, you know, I mean, he signed for a lucrative deal, and I think that he's deserving of all of that. You know, you want to talk about a guy that's one of the best wide receivers in the league. And I'm just happy to have him back. I think that, you know, as we embark on this journey of trying to, you know, host the Lombardi at the end of the year, I feel like we're definitely going to need 88 out there. And I know, I saw him today, and I know he's excited to be back, and we're happy to have him back.
Emmanuel, when you saw that Demaryius said he wanted to set the single season record for yards, receiving yards in the season, did you text him and say, leave some for me? And what do you think your role will be like in this new offense?
I didn't text him that. Obviously, you want guys that, you know, have that kind of, set those kind of goals. You know, for me, shoot, that's my goal also, is to break as many records as I can and be the best player. I want to, you know, for me, I want to be the best wide receiver in the National Football League this year. That's my goal. That's why I work my butt off in OTAs. And now you want guys to have goals like that. And I think that Demaryius is capable of that. And to me, you know, it's never about the numbers. Obviously, I want to go out. I want to put up good numbers, but it doesn't matter at the end of the day. I think, just bringing a Super Bowl to this city is what really matters. I hear Adrian Peterson saying that he's going to do special things. And I think that everybody's going into this season, you know, want to do special things, not from an individual standpoint, but also from a team standpoint. You know, I've said several times that, you know, every team is going into training camp saying, hey, look, we're trying to win a Super Bowl. That's 32 teams. And if you don't accomplish that goal, obviously it's a letdown of a season.
Well, first of all, 31, Jacksonville, come on. But
I didn't say that.
Yeah, that was me. in regards to, obviously, Peyton Manning is smart. Obviously, Coach Kubiak is smart. Beyond that, why will Coach Kubiak's system work for Peyton Manning? You've been around it the last couple months.
Well, obviously, I think not so much for Peyton Manning. I just think that if you look at the system last year with Joe Flacco, I mean, Kubiak has had a lot of success. That's obvious. That's the reason why Elway believes in him, and that's why I believe in him. I mean, his record speaks for itself. You want to talk about an offense that's predicated off, you know, the play-action pass, in which I feel like from my standpoint, he can utilize my speed down, once we get the run game going. So, obviously, you know, when you have, you know, Peyton Manning out there, obviously that can make all the throws. That's the smartest quarterback, in my opinion, in the National Football League, managing the game. I think that that's a recipe for success. So it starts tomorrow of just going out there and working our butts off to, you know, perfect this offense and get it rolling so we can put points up on the board.
Emmanuel, you've spent the last 6 months learning a new offense, but more comfortable are you in, say, than a year ago when you were just, you know, hooking up?
Well, I think from a off-the-field standpoint of just hanging out with him more, you start to, you know, gain that camaraderie. And that's one thing that I feel like I'm more closer to him off the field. But, you know, last year, one of my main goals was to earn Peyton's trust. I came here working my butt off with Peyton to the point that, you know, I almost tore my quad and I had to sit out, you know, a week and a half of training camp. But I still have that same mindset. I'm blessed and fortunate enough to play with, you know, a Hall of Fame quarterback, and I'm still coming in here trying to earn his trust. It's one of those things that last year was last year. Last year doesn't matter. It's about what I'm doing this year, and it's pressing a restart button of earning his trust and letting him know that, hey, whenever you need a play made, you can always look 10 away, and I'm going to be willing and capable of making a play.
Hey, Gary Kubiak mentioned that during training camp, Brock Osweiler is going to work about every third or fourth day running the team. And he had those extra days in OTAs as well. How essential is that for Osweiler to get that experience running the ones, getting timing with you guys in case he has to go out there?
I think it's very big. I think it's big, and that's one thing coming into camp. Last year, even this past OTAs, every time we were doing individual routes, I was always going with Peyton, but I'm going to try to mix it up and go with Brock a little bit more also, because you never know. We got a long journey ahead of ourselves, and things happen. Injuries occur, and sometimes, you know, Brock might have to go into a game, you know, if Peyton's not feeling well or if Peyton went down. So, but I think that, you know, Brock is definitely one of those quarterbacks that work his butt off. And I think that when a situation, if it does occur, I think he'll be prepared for it.
Manuel, John always said it back in January, and then he said it a couple times today, that he wants a team that will be kicking and screaming when it comes to playing hard every down. What does that mean to you when you hear that kind of your boss wants a team that is going to, even if you lose, you go out fighting, or you win fighting? What does that mean to you both now in camp and then kind of once real games start?
I think that's my mindset regardless. So it's not one of those things that I got to turn my engine on just to hear that. That's me. Every play I want to give him my all, whether it's blocking, whether it's catching a pass, whether it's doing whatever I got to do, I love to win. I'm competitive. It's all outdoors. Sometimes I hate it that I'm so competitive, but ended up paying off for me when it comes to playing this sport, you know. So, obviously, you want guys on the team like that. That when the score, if we're getting beat in some games, you got to have that mentality to say, who cares? We're going to keep fighting, and we're not going to give up. So, I think that every coach in the National Football League, every GM wants their players to be like that. And I tell you what, I feel like we got a nucleus of guys that have the same mindset that Elway wants us to be.
Hi, Manuel. You talked about Demaryius's goals, your personal goals, and, of course, the team goals of winning a Super Bowl. But we expect to see a lot more of Cody Latimer this year. What have you saw from him, and what do you expect or think his role can be?
I just saw Cody, and I'm actually excited for him. You want to talk about a guy that's a physical tool just like Demaryius Thomas. I feel like coming in with the rookie class, Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry and, you know, Mike Evans and all those guys, like he feels like he's kind of overlooked. And I'm big on Cody. I'm telling you, he's strong, he's fast, and I think that he's gonna come in. He's gonna have a big year for us, and I'm looking forward to him just taking off and just showing, you know, everybody that, hey, look at number 14 over here, for the Denver Broncos.
Guys, we'll do two more for Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, do you feel like this team's better today than they were a year ago from this time, and if so, why?
I really do. I really do. Obviously, we got a new coaching staff, but I think that, last year I came here, and it was all new to me. And I think that, you know, obviously we had the players, but like the Peyton Manning question, it's more about camaraderie. You spend a lot of time with guys, and you start to understand how they are. And camaraderie will be physicality any day of the week, or athleticism any day of the week. And, you know, I've had an opportunity to spend more time with Peyton off the field and get to know him and T.J. Ward and Aqib Talib and DeMarcus Ware off in the locker room. And I think that just the camaraderie and the nucleus of the team is more tighter now. And with that said, if you combine that with athleticism, I feel like it'll make a better team. And so that's why I think that, you know, we were better this year than last year.
Hey, Emmanuel, with more emphasis on the run game, what are your thoughts on C.J. Anderson, especially the year he had last year, and Monte Ball coming off an injury? You know, what are you expecting from
that? I think that we have a stable of running backs. I mean, you say Monte Ball, I say Ronnie Hillman, I say Juwan Thompson. I think that we have a stable of young running backs that are ready to go that feel like they can be the guy at any time. And I feel like, you know, when I was in Pittsburgh, Scotty Montgomery used to always say, I want my room hot. And what he was meaning by hot is that he wants competition within the room of everybody thinking that they're the guy, and that makes the unit more better. So, you know, and as far as C.J. Anderson last year around his time, no one knew, you know, what C.J. can do. But I'm looking forward to him and Gary Kubiak's offense. I mean, the running back last year for the Ravens, I can't think of his name right now, but he had a special year last year. And I think that, you know, with C.J. Anderson taking that place off in Kubiak's offense, it's going to be a big-time year for him if he stays healthy.